For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre lived from 1659 to 1729. She was so famous in her day that upon her death, a medal was struck in her honor. Walther's Lexicon of 1732 gave her more space than it did Couperin. Elizabeth was born into a family of musicians and eventually married into another one. She was a child prodigy, making her debut at age 7, after which Louis XIV's mistress, Mademoiselle de Montespan, promptly invited her to reside at Versailles and be her pupil. Elizabeth had a marvelous talent for improvising and sometimes would develop preludes and fantasies for a half hour at a time. She gave a series of concerts in her home. It was written that all the great musicians and fine connoisseurs went eagerly to hear her. Her surviving compositions include 3 volumes of cantatas, collections of violin sonatas and trio sonatas, a couple of pastorals, and a full-scale 5-act tragic opera. Her sonatas are among the best in France of that period, and her cantatas were among the first to be published in France. Jacquet de la Guerre was widowed in 1704, and her only son, a young musical prodigy, apparently died at about the same time. In her years of widowhood, she was professionally active, and many of her publications date from that period. The harpsichord suite we will listen to was written in 1707. She dedicated it to Louis XIV. "Because you, sire, did not ignore my childhood. You took pleasure in seeing grow a talent which you had consecrated." The D minor suite contains the dances basic to a French suite of this date. The Allemande is named La Flamande in this piece and is followed by a courante, sarabande, gigue, and a final wonderful chaconne. There are some rigadoons in there too.